We're going to start with the rapid fire round, to which you can only answer with one word or one sentence. And you can say pass if you don't want to answer. So the first question is, at what age do you want to retire?
60.
How long does it take you to get ready in the mornings?
Depends. Depends what I'm doing during the day.
Favorite color?
I like brown, but I like red also.
What time of day are you most inspired?
Could be more end of the day, I would say.
How many hours of sleep can you survive on?
4.
The city in which the best kiss of your life happened?
Paris.
Pick one, Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg?
First one.
The biggest mistake of your career?
When I was young, not thinking that I could, get the big dreams I have because of where I'm coming from.
How do you relax?
Going outside, natural forest, walking, yes, often.
How many cups of coffee do you drink per day?
Depends. 10.
A habit of yours that you hate?
Something I'm happy that I hate. I hate. I don't do that anymore, so I don't have anything. If I hate, I change.
The most valuable skill you've learned in life?
Let people speak.
Your favorite Netflix show or TV show?
La Casa de Papel.
One word description of your leadership style?
Empowerment.
Top priority in your daily schedule?
While split between personal and professional life, having everything scheduled, prepared, knowing what is expected out, and let some time off for things that we can't do every day to make sure I can answer.
Ideal vacation spot for relaxation?
Hawaii. Beach. Sun.
Key factor for maintaining a good work-life balance?
Make sure you schedule some time for yourself in advance during your week or the week. I think it's a better way not to forget about it, because if there are any slot free, you'll always be busy with something for work.
All right, so now we can go on to the bigger questions, which you can answer with as much time and thought as you like. The first one is, what impactful actions or initiatives have you taken to champion diversity and inclusion within SAP?
Hello. Oh, there's so many. First, I really increase the percentage of women in the team. I have more women leaders than men today, and it was completely different, totally different, when I started in the tech industry. I also love to give a chance to profile, that might be the ones you were looking at or taking care. For example, we have a program in Europe that called the Decoders. It means it's people who started with another, like a nurse, another completely type of profile and studies, and went started one time to come back and do a developer or programmer, and do coming back to tech. And I think it's very great to also give a chance to add women who are changing life and are passionate about tech industry, and taking time to train and be successful. So I also had few women very successful who joined the team, and I'm very proud of it. What else? I will say that every time I can, I'm on stage to defend diversity inclusion. For instance, today I was on stage defending AI and the place of AI to really increase and make a better inclusive world. I'll stay here. I'm also having different interviews today also with you to defend it and share experiences. And I think that's how, by sharing that, we can show that everything is possible. Doesn't matter who you are, which gender, where you're coming from. And that's, I think, very, very important. I also really love cross collaboration, team players. I think it's really important in terms of values, because he put like a cement, you say that in English, a cement between people. And I think that's very strong to have people helping each other. So I would say that I really push for a D&I policy within the team. And if this is something strong that we have within the company, ISAP. That's really more or less I'm looking at of my notes. Yes. And of course, always be open in terms of recruitment for new talents and taking time to promote people and to give back.
And what's a memorable experience regarding this that you can share with us today? Because you talked about memorable experiences from your experience.
I've got many of them, but the one who really came to my mind is when you have a woman, or it could be a new daddy, having a new baby, and thinking that, you know, they cannot apply for that type of job because, you know, they need to spend more time because of a baby just arrived, showing that it's more an opportunity to come than, you know, a constraint to cover. I'm very proud to see a strong women manager who really has grown and believe in themselves. So I would say that is one that came to my mind because it's something really important in life, yeah, when we become a mom or a dad and see how, you know, you can still have both personal and also your professional life going on the same and growing.
So congratulations on the recognition for the SAP Immersive Journey platform. Could you provide insights into the key features of this project and how it aligns with SAP's commitment to innovation and supporting mid-sized businesses, especially during challenging times?
Yes, so we launched it in 2021, where we're all about COVID fear, yeah? And we were thinking about how can we still support our customers where we cannot have face-to-face meetings, and thinking about how digital could be the right way to still deliver the really high value, customer value that is expected. So we designed a really digital platform where any customer can find their way. You know, it's like you're looking for building your house and you're thinking, wow, I need to find the right ecosystem to make this happening. I want to find others who have done and work with this partner. For instance, you want to make sure that the one you will be working with is bringing the latest technology of today, but also tomorrow regarding the climate change, etc. For instance, making sure also the company you are going to work with have the same value of yourself. So in the platform is where you can find more than 2,000 success stories, for instance. You can find great content because of your industry. You can find the great content because of your profile. So you are a CHRO or you are a CFO, you will find what really matters for you, how the others have solved your pain points, for instance. So it's really it was really another way to boost, you know, the customer satisfaction, find a way to answer to them in a quicker and effective way. Yeah, so it was how we read it. And now we are working on how we can have more a personalized journey. So you, for example, you could have your personal journey to what really matters to you. We are looking at gamification. We are also including more AI into the platform. So it's a learning curve, you know, what is really important. It's never ending and it's always keep improving. And it's also a way of thinking of doing things differently with respect of the environment, because you can do things differently and still having the even higher level of answers than just, you know, traveling, yeah, with plane or by plane, etc. So.
And you've constantly emphasized here the importance of motivated and empowered teams. Could you elaborate on specific strategies you deploy to develop leadership within your teams, fostering both individual growth and overall success?
Wow, that's a long one. I would think of different things. Maybe I will keep five, okay? Just my left hands. Mentoring and promotion. That's really important. You need to mentor people, take time for them, guide them, you know, within our big organizations, and make sure they have a development plan and a way for them to be promoted. So that's really important. As I said before, I've been promoted in the last 2 years, 7 managers, and half of them were women, so a different profile. So very, very happy about it. So mentoring and promotion. The second one is you need to encourage people and support them. Saying you did this very well, you know, very making them shine, you know, and congrats them is very important. And sometimes I think that leaders, managers are forgetting about it. Yeah? That we concentrate over little things that maybe can be improved, but they forget about that culture of resilience and learning that I think is really important. So that's number two. Number three, I mentioned that a little bit is visibility and recognition. You need to take time also to let the person to speak about what they did, how they did it. Because I really love also that spirit of best practice sharing. You know, you share with others what you have experienced. We always will experience or might have experienced something also already. So I like that type of thinking. And I really love to promote teams, members, visibility internally and externally, and really push that. So it could be through different things, social media, from internal communication, newsletters, it could be with interview, keynote speeches, etc. So that's a number. Number four, I think we need to have that DNA of being diverse and having that inclusive decision-making. And I think that's also important. And what we're doing, for example, we're having awards where we're having biannual votes. So everybody votes regarding some, you know, our team's value. And we design the winner and then we celebrate it together. So that's also a very, very interesting. Cultural exchange, team building is also important. We are doing a monthly energizer call to put everybody from the different location we have, different profile, coming together. And really, it's a way important to promote bonding and collaboration between the diverse team members. So that's what came to my mind, that 5 points to answer to you.
So speaking of promotions, you mentioned you've been promoted many times. You also won, apparently, the Global's TV Award. What do these recognitions mean to you personally, and how do they influence your approach to leadership and innovation at SAP?
Well, first, I'm very proud of, because when you get that type of so awards, is you work very hard before. It's not coming like that. You have really a strong dedication. You work really with a team. It's not individual awards. It's a team award. So that's something we also important to bring. And is with all my colleagues at SAP that we won this type of award. So that's really important. And what I like to say is that it's really like a testament, testament of hard work together, dedication and support from all of the team. What also give you the envy to continue to fight, to continue to give more and more of yourself and more of your companies is like you sell a fuel of my passion towards leadership and innovation and the way of doing it. So that's what I will answer. And I really hope also that this type of achievements will inspire others and empower others, you know, making things that we can dream big and we can all achieve it if we want and really in our hearts. So that's what I will be saying. And finally, anything could be possible or is possible. If we're willing to.
So let's go on to a bit of lighter topics. What does your typical day at SAP look like? You wake up in the morning and then what?
Oh my God. First, not a single day is the same. Never. So that's also important. Could be waking up very early and being at the office around 8 or 8:30. And sometimes there's a lot of meeting in the agenda. And you really want to optimize it. And you need, as I said at the beginning, when you asked me regarding the work balance, you need to make, you know, how you fit within the two. For instance, I love to keep like a break of 1 hour. If it's sunny like today here in Barcelona, I love to go a little bit outside, or we can go having lunch, all the team together outside. So that's a typical day, quite a long day, hours, mixing formal meetings and informal ones, where we can just talk, having a coffee and take time to speak to each other.
So as you kick off 2024, what are the key goals and visions you have for SAP, particularly in terms of sustainability, customer success and innovation?
I know. First one is really driving sustainable customer value through innovation, diversity and inclusion. Really, that's really came very close to my heart. Every time we're doing, for example, event, we're looking at the carbon emission, yeah? And we're looking in parallel, trying to plant the same number of trees that we have consumed. I love that type of spirit, and I think that we can help each of us moving forward on the right direction. I also love to have that little bit mantra that we are saying that we are borrowing the planet towards our kids. I think that's really important. And every time, everything we're doing, we need to think about it. So I would like to spend more time, have more time, and influence more and more, and support our customers also on that sustainable transformation path. Also, of course, including all the new technology like business AI. I think that's really important because we need to spend time and more with our customer where it's valuable time. So that can leave us time for also support others. And I would say that's my main mantra when I look at 2024. That came to my mind very quick.
So the last question is of a personal kind. What would you be doing in your life if not this?
I would be working in arts. I love arts. I love creating things. I love to design. I have designed few houses. I like to think about how technology is at our service to make things we thought it wouldn't be possible. So I love that curiosity of thinking how that technology can help us to support us more. I've got old parents, we might have, I don't know. I've got kids, teenagers, but yeah. And when I look also at the life they are living today, I feel like how we can make their life better, more comfortable. So I think about all of that new IT that can support them, make them more secure. But I'm very open-minded. So every time I look at something, I think, oh, wow, how are we doing this? How we can do that different? How could we help, to make that world a better world with peace? Yeah, that would be fantastic. That would be my first. I am Sandrine Post, and I'm Regional Vice President, Solution Sales and Innovation at SAP, taking care of a region, EMEA.